Seven decades of great music, Z103.com. Good Friday morning to you. Monty the Music Man, C. Burns, hanging out with you on the TCB Games AM Oldies program. Time now for the basics of economic development. Mark Wickersham joining us via phone this morning. Mark, good morning.
During the last couple of shows, we've been having conversations about the history of the Huntington County Economic Development Corporation's impact on the growth and development of the industrial parks in our county, in particular those that were specifically developed by the Huntington County Economic Development Corporation. Again, Huntington County is home to 9 industrial parks that are planted: River Fork East, River Fork West, Park 24, the Commercial Road Area Industrial Park, the Erie Neighborhood Industrial Park, all in Huntington, the Markle Industrial Park in Markle, the Warren Business Park, the Millside Industrial Park at Warren, and the Brickley Industrial Parks on I-69 around Warren. During my tenure at HQ, I've been able to facilitate 190 industrial projects throughout the county. Some of those were first-time, brand-new to our county, and most were expansions of existing employers. However, the locations for the expansions were historically created through property development efforts involving HQ or Lime City or earlier versions of our entity. Specifically, River Fork East and West at Huntington, Park 24 at Huntington, the Markle Industrial Park at Warren, the Warren Business Park, and the Brickley Industrial Park just south of I-69 at exit 278. Many of these parks have been around for a long time, and it's to the point where most of us take it for granted that they've always been there and always will be. And to some extent, we really can't remember a time when they weren't there in the first place, nor would we probably have any idea of the efforts needed to establish the industrial parks to begin with. And we've talked about the fact that the economy is dynamic and subject to change, and change is a part of our lives and part of a community, and a lot of us, sometimes we kind of would prefer not to have change, but I mean, I'm a person that kind of likes predictability and stability, but that just isn't how things work. And today I want to talk about one of the first industrial parks developed as a response to changes that occurred in our local industrial base back in the day. And that's in Huntington at River Fork Industrial Park East. As it was originally developed by the economic development team in our community, and it happened during the late 1970s and early 1980s. And thinking back to those years, Huntington was going through a lot of changes. Huntington, in our community, has a very significant historical connection with the railroad industry. Overall, we started, as a canal town with the Wabash and Erie Canal, and our community grew as the railroads did. On a side note, I suppose Indiana has a legacy as a producer of limestone. Indiana's Bedford limestone can be found in monuments like the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument. But in Huntington's case, our limestone, which is probably why we're called the Lime City and nickname, well, it was in the form of aggregate or just gravel, if you will, but it was used to build the nation's first railroads. It was the ballast that anchored the railroad ties that supported the nation's construction of railroads, and it was also used in the highway construction industry as well. So if you drive east of Huntington, you'll see a lot of stone quarry activity, as we call it, and that sort of thing. And again, as Huntington grew with the history and the limestone connections and our railroad industry history, all of that, in particular with the railroad, lasted into the 1970s. But when the combination of the closing of the Erie, what was called the Erie-Lackawanna Railroad, later Conrail, when it closed, it left a huge hole in our local economy as well as our real estate in the community. Well, the community responded by engaging in the process of industrial development. River Fork Industrial Park and Park 24 were the result of those early efforts. River Fork East, as we call it now, comprises 256 acres. It's home to 22 parcels owned by 17 different companies. It took over 40 years for that park to mature to what it is today. I mentioned in the last show that the state of Indiana establishes the property tax base for tillable agricultural acreage, and they establish it logically based on market forces in the commodities world, but artificially in terms of what that acreage in turn sells for. So in 2025, this year, the state said that the base acreage processed value is $2,280 per acre. $2,280 per acre. So again, if you think about the 256 acres that are now River Fork and East Industrial Park, you know, if that acreage would have remained farmland, the assessed value for property taxation would have been about $583,000, generating somewhere in the area of $12,000 in revenues for local governments. But instead, because that acreage was developed into industrial properties, that area, that 256 acres, has an assessed value of over $38 million and generates almost $1.2 million of revenue for local units of government this year. And it does it annually in perpetuity. And I'm only at this point talking about real property taxes, not personal property taxes or income taxes or jobs or indirect impact. So on an annual basis, in perpetuity, it's an incredible impact on our community. And again, it would not have happened at all without the work of the economic development community over the years, preparing the sites for development, organizing the property and such a way that it's marketable, and then, in fact, marketing the property to find buyers that invested and eventually built their companies there. And what we've proven is that if it's done properly, industrial economic development creates a huge opportunity in communities to do even more, and it allows communities to do a more comprehensive development strategy. And we've talked earlier about the fact that economic development has, as a phrase, become, and in practice, become a multidiscipline approach, not unlike healthcare, where you have so many different specialists and practitioners doing different things, all of which, you know, contribute to the health and well-being of human beings. Well, in our case, economic development includes things like quality of life and place activities, workforce development activities, housing development, and other commercial property development as well. But it's important to remember that the more comprehensive efforts only have as much success as can be found when the residents of the community have discretionary or disposable income available. And oftentimes in rural Indiana, especially, having a solid industrial base and a solid job market is really what makes it possible for the most people in the community to in turn have disposable and discretionary income that supports other activities. So again, industrial development is really a critical part of the health and well-being of the community. I'm honored and proud to be part of that, and look forward to additional conversations as our show continues in the future. That's all for this morning. Thank you very much, and have a good week.